Ask Natalie.
Hey, sorry I'm late, Natalie. I had to stop and get gas.
Really? What did you have to do? Put a second mortgage on your house? Or cash in an IRA?
Well, I opted for the mortgage, actually. Can you believe the price of gas?
I know, it's out of control and I'm really worried.
Really? What are you worried about?
I can't raise that kind of money working at a lemonade stand.
That's true, unless you charge $50 for a glass of lemonade. Maybe things would be a little bit better when you're learning to drive.
Yeah, by that time it will be the Jetsons, and I'll be sporting a rocket pack.
Well, yeah, you got a good point there, but you look like you're really upset about this.
I really am. I mean, what's wrong with these OPEC guys?
You think it's the OPEC guys?
Yeah, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries.
Yeah, that is what OPEC stands for.
Well, it should stand for something else.
What's that?
Oh, please eat cheese.
Oh, please eat cheese?
Yeah, cheese is all I'm going to be able to eat if gas prices keep rising.
Well, what are we going to do about this?
Well, doesn't Bush have some natural reserves somewhere? I mean, can't we run a pipeline to Al Gore's house?
That might be a start.
I mean, I read somewhere that they can make cars go on vegetable oil.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Well, why can't we just pull up to a KFC and load up?
I don't know, Natalie.
Why isn't Congress looking into this? I mean, I want to go to Busch Gardens this summer, and I'm not going to go by pack meal.
You know what? I'll look into this for you.
Yeah, oh, I forgot to tell you. We drained all the gas out of your lawnmower.
Thanks, Natalie.